गुड मॉर्निंग सौम्या.
वेरी गुड मॉर्निंग साथी।
सो थैंक यू सो मच फॉर अग्रीइंग फॉर दिस कोचिंग सेशन टुडे. जस्ट एज FYI, फॉर द सर्टिफिकेशन पर्पसेस, दिस कॉन्वर्सेशन विल बी रिकॉर्डेड एंड एट मोस्ट इट विल बी सर्कुलेटेड विद इन द कोचिंग फ्रेटर्निटी. आई होप दैट इज ओके विद यू एंड डू आई हैव योर परमिशन फॉर दैट?
यस प्लीज गो अहेड साथी।
थैंक यू सो मच फॉर योर परमिशन. सो नाउ Soumya, I would like to invite you to take a moment, to take a pause, center yourself, and be focused on what we are going to discuss today. Let me know when you are ready.
Thank you, Shati, for the time. I am all set.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, what would we like to talk about today, Soumya?
Shati, I need your advice on something, which I believe is a challenge for me at my current stage in my career. And I believe not working on this will hinder, the kind of growth that I'm looking forward to. I sometimes, get this feedback that I do not fully listen to some people, and while, the person who gives me the feedback says that he or she realizes it may be unintentional, it does give the stakeholder the impression that I am kind of closed to, other viewpoints. I'm kind of close to listening to them completely. And, as somebody who's looking at the next level in terms of leadership, I believe this is something that I should be working on, because working on this will give a sense that I'm a good listener and somebody who can exercise patience, when it is needed. And of course, it showcases me as an empathetic leader. So this is something that I would require your help on, Shati, and see how do I want to go about it.
Okay. So firstly, thank you, Soumya, for sharing this very professional challenge that you are going through. So I hear not fully listening, close to viewpoints, close to listening. I also hear that you believe that you are looking to move to the next level of leadership. And I hear you want to be a good listener, want to exercise patience, want to be an empathetic leader. Yeah. So tell me a little more about this exercising patience.
So Shati, it is, to give you an example, it is like, when I'm in the midst of a conversation, sometimes it happens that I know what the person on the other side is going to talk about. So you end up completing those sentences before they even come. So, while it might be a plus with somebody, for some people it gives them the sense, especially certain people with a lot of tenure, that they just want to complete. They just want that opportunity for somebody to hear them out fully. So, पहले मेरा बात तो सुनो. So that's where it happens. So, exercising patience for me means that, giving that pause in order for somebody else to, narrate what they are saying, and then probably take that time to reflect, think, and then, give an appropriate response.
Okay, well, so you said a very interesting thing about giving that pause, right? Would you like to reflect on that?
Yeah, so see, as I mentioned, it's giving that adequate time before responding, even if you may know or you may anticipate what's coming up next. And more often than not, you're right. But sometimes it's just about giving the due respect to that conversation and allowing them that state wherein they can complete it. And you never know them. Sometimes I feel that I may end up missing something in a rush to respond. So this is something that may help me, practicing this more.
And what else about being a good listener?
So I think it is, as I said, being open to other viewpoints, just listening, just being there in that moment, and keeping your mind open to anything else that may be coming as part of that conversation, reading between the lines. So I believe all of that gets included. It may not be a part of every conversation, though, but you never know. As I said, sometimes you may just end up missing something in your rush to, kind of complete that sentence.
So I hear open to others' feet, others' viewpoint, being there in the moment, having an open mind. Right. So you are thinking that how can you be more open, to others' viewpoint? Would you like to tell me a little more about this?
As I said, it's about being in the moment, having an open mind, just to not make an assumption that I know what is being talked about. Sometimes you may have something new come up with. I think that's it. I mean, take their feedback into cognizance, and you may still be right at the end of the day, but giving the other person a perception that they've been heard.
Yeah, so I hear not making an assumption. I hear giving a perception of being heard. Yeah. So in essence, what I hear, Soumya, is that you are wondering of how to give that pause, how to be a patient listener, and how to be a little more open towards feedback.
Correct.
We spoke about a lot of things right now, Soumya. So tell me, what is it that you'd like to explore today?
I think, Shati, my focus should be on giving that appropriate pause or pausing before responding, and that should allow me to take care of a lot of other concerns that I can potentially avoid, as part of those conversations.
Okay, so what I hear is you'd like to explore about the appropriate pause. Okay, fine. So when you say appropriate, what does that mean to you?
It is pausing at the right moment. I mean, you may not require to do it for everybody. You may not require to do it in every scenario, but there are certain instances wherein you will need to take that time to reflect on what has been mentioned, right? So that you give a sense that you're thinking about it and you actually think about it. So that's what I mean. I mean, it's not required at every instance, but you will need to anticipate or understand. So be in the conversation to figure out when do you need to give some space.
Interesting. So pausing at the right moment, right instant, reflecting.
Yes.
And what makes the, pausing at the appropriate moment important now?
I think it gives that sense to the stakeholder that they are being heard, as I mentioned, right? And that is very important because it helps you continue a conversation comfortably. The conversation flows in a way that you are able to gauge, what my stakeholder is feeling, going through. And in terms of the response that you need or the data points that you need, it will come more organically, as opposed to, they already having in their mind that, this person is not in a mood to listen. So do I even need to continue the conversation, right? So it kind of, I believe, will help maintain the conversation flow to a logical conclusion.
Nice sense of being heard, organically having the conversation, being heard. Interesting. And what would be the future impact, of this appropriate pause?
See, as I said in the beginning, looking at how I would like to project myself as, while that projection is there, but this will help cement that reputation. And definitely it helps, at a leader level to be considered as somebody who, can have a fruitful conversation with you. So definitely from a future impact, this is something that impacts my career.
Okay. So cementing the reputation, having fruitful conversations. Wonderful. And what is this purposefulness of this, of this pause at this point in time? How is it going to help you?
See, Shati, I've been thinking about this, and while I think in the initial stages I was pretty defensive about this feedback that came, but then I thought, why not? Because this is something that probably does not only help an individual in terms of a career, but definitely helps us personally, because we can exercise more patience with family, with friends, and definitely helps have better relationships. So it helps you probably become a better person. So I see no harm in actually working towards it.
Yeah, wonderful. So becoming a better person, becoming better relationships. So Soumya, what is becoming clearer now?
I think a lot of it rests with myself, Shati. Initiative, efforts, at least a major part of it has to happen at my end. While I'm open to it from a mindset perspective, I will need to figure out actionables, or how do I want to work on this.
Okay. So having an open mindset, how to work on this is what you are wondering. And what needs to shift in your perspective to get to being that better person?
Change begins with me. So I believe that perspective has shifted to an extent, but in terms of the efforts that I need to put in, I need to be more tuned, or more in the moment in the conversation, right? So that I can consciously be a better listener.
And what would need your attention to become a better listener?
Okay. So I think before I enter the conversation, thinking about, as we look at preparedness for a meeting, for an example, right? Also understand, or also be conscious about the fact that you need to be ready for this also, and keep this in mind while having the conversation should be my focus area.
And what more?
I don't know, I think that's what I can think for now. So I need to probably start thinking, as I said, be more conscious about it. So
And what will enable you to get to be a better listener?
I think two aspects that I believe will help is seeking that regular feedback from my stakeholders that I share a great relationship with, because they would be more honest about that feedback, and having a mentor in the organization, because somebody who understands the intricacies of the organization, I believe would be a big help, in measuring progress also.
And may I invite you to reflect a little more about being this better listener?
I think we discussed, right? Can't say I can think of anything more at this instance, but yeah, being in the moment, as I said, being open to viewpoints and being more reflective before before I give a response.
Okay, being more reflective. That's interesting. You also spoke about taking that pause.
Yes.
And tell me a little more about the pause.
So this is as we discussed. I mean, rather than jumping into a response, just take your time responding, think through what you're going to talk about. Measure the kind of response, at least with certain stakeholders who are more formal with you. So,
So what are you discovering now?
I think I'm able to probably see some possibilities of working on this. I probably need to start initiating some steps to actually work. And as I said, taking that feedback, asking for feedback would certainly be a big support.
Seeing possibilities. That's very interesting.
Correct.
And what new actions would be useful to take now?
So I think two things, as I mentioned, right, Shathi, reaching out to somebody who can mentor me within the organization, seeking that feedback proactively from my stakeholders, making a note of it. I mean, I typically tend to carry a notepad or a diary when I go into a meeting, so making a note to be more attentive to to what the conversation is all about. So even if I forget it consciously, even if I kind of just glance at what I've written, probably that's something that can help me.
Okay. And what resources would you need to take these steps?
I can't think of anything apart from what I've listed. So, a mentor, feedback from stakeholders, writing down what has been mentioned, reiterating it briefly. So, this I believe would help support actually have a more a fruitful conversation.
And how do you think I can help you in this journey?
Shati, this conversation has been a good help so far. I mean, it has opened my eyes to a lot of possibilities. But yes, what I would like is to have us have conversations at regular intervals, and I can speak about my progress, and maybe you can guide me in order to take the next steps, till I'm in a space where I feel I'm ready.
Okay. So I hear seeking feedback, making notes, being more attentive, and how will you hold yourself accountable to these actions?
So taking this, I think feedback in writing would definitely, in my mind, bring a lot more accountability. So as I said, seeking stakeholder feedback, and if these can be put in writing, and I can have, progress conversation with them also, this will automatically ensure that I'm taking this a bit more seriously.
Okay. Fine. Is there anything that you would like to discuss, or is there anything else that you have in your mind today?
No, not at this moment, Shati. I think this has been a very fruitful conversation and left me with a lot of thoughts on what are the steps that I wish to take. I need to start working on that.
Sure. Wonderful. It is good to hear that you are being reflective. You are wondering on, how you would move ahead in these decisions that you have made. Great. So, are you okay to close the conversation for today, Samya, or is there anything else that you would like to speak about?
No, I think that's it, Shati. So we can probably reconnect at a later stage.
Okay, wonderful. Sounds good. Thank you so much for your time and, being so open with the discussion today, Soumya. And wish you the best in your
Thank you
forward
so
journey.
much, Shati. Yeah.
Thank you.